Support for Lanyap on KEDM comes from Fiesta Nutrition Center, a natural foods and supplement market and lunch cafe, 1211 North 18th Street, fiestanutrition.com.
Welcome to Lanyap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. A collection of talented musicians will be taking part in the Marjorie Strickland Emerging Artist Competition this Saturday. Joining me for a discussion of the event is its co-coordinator, Mel Mobley. The competition showcases many talented local musicians as well as musicians across the state. Tell us about your participation and how you're involved in this year's event.
This is my second year as co-coordinator, and together myself and Jason Reinhart organize the competition. We get judges. We send out the applications and do the advertisement. This year we have judges coming from Arkansas and Mississippi, and as you said, we have contestants coming from all over the state.
How has the event grown over the years?
I've been aware of it since I've been in town, which is, 10 years, and I know that it extends before that. It has evolved over the years, and I think gained in popularity both with the audiences and with the contestants themselves. Originally, at least when I came here and began working with the Monroe Symphony, I know that all of the winners then played with the symphony the following year, and it has changed to now where just the top winner performs with the Monroe Symphony during the following year.
I'm sure there's a lot of great conversations that you hear about during the day of competition, and what do you hear from those participants about why they enjoy being a part of this?
Actually, the day of, they're mostly excited and worried about what they have to do, but I know that they are all... for them, it's really not about the prizes or even getting to play with the symphony. It's about getting to play the music, and they're excited to have really just this platform where they can go and stretch themselves and challenge themselves. And really, I get that sense from almost all of them. Last year, it was really interesting because, and the thing that is always surprising to me is the quality of the entrants. It's amazing that there is talent at that age level from, 14 years on up. It's just quite stunning. And it was really interesting last year. I think the winner was a very young student, young high school cello player, and who won and played with the symphony this year. And I think he was just ecstatic because I don't think he really even had that in mind when he entered. I think it was more about just playing for him, and then that was just a bonus.
Wow. You mentioned the age of the participants. Let's take a look at the competition because it is broken into different categories.
It's broken into two age categories. Of course, I forgot to write those down before I came in, but there is a youth category, which I believe is 19 and under. I'm not sure. And then there's a young adult category, which is there from 19 to, I believe, 30.
Mm-hmm. There are preliminaries and then a final round. Tell us about who makes up the final round of competition.
We have the... Youth auditionees, they audition in the morning, and this year that's going to be from 10:15 to 11:30. Mm-hmm. And then in the afternoon, we have the prelims for the young adults, and that's going to be from 12:45 to 4:45. And then out of those, all of those auditionees, the judges pick up to eight finalists. And then at 7 o'clock in the evening, we have a concert of these finalists, and it really there's no announcing, there's a program, so it appears the way it is organized is to be more of just a concert, but the judges then judge those 6 to 8 people and pick two winners for the youth category and two winners for the young adult category, and then one top winner to play with the symphony in the following year.
For those who would like to attend this Saturday's competition, it's a little unique in that during the day it is open to the public, but then once we get to the finals, there is an admission fee, correct?
That is correct. Anybody can come during the day, and as I said, the morning session is about 10 to 11:30, and the evening afternoon is about 1 to 5. And that you can come and go with those, and it is free. The evening concert starts at 7 o'clock, and it is simply a $5 charge. You can pay at the door.
Yeah, you mentioned there are those prizes involved for the winner.
Yes, they have. They have to make some money somehow to get right. Some of this money for that and for the judges. Each winner gets, I can't remember the amount of the prizes. I think it's $100 for all four and maybe $500 for the top winner.
When we look at the competition with Marjorie Strickland, the work that she has done, but also the Monroe Symphony Orchestra, Monroe Symphony League coming together, tell us about that vision and the mission of bringing a competition like this to our area.
You know, I wasn't here at the outset or the organization of the competition, mm-hmm. but I think it's really interesting. The Symphony League is a support system for the Monroe Symphony Orchestra, and I think their idea with this competition was for young people to be able to interact with the symphony, and then also for the general public to see what kind of talent and young talent we have in this area and in this state.
What do you enjoy most about this competition?
You know, I really, usually I am backstage, and so I'm with them right before they go on and then go out and announce them. And I love being a part of that, watching them, you know, because I, as a performer myself, I know the nerves that go through you.
Right.
And just seeing their, getting ready and thinking about what they have to do and trying to overcome that nervous energy that they have inside before they go out on stage.
Well, the competition comes up this Saturday. Mel, how can you find out more?
As with everything, you can go on the internet. You can go to the Monroe Symphony website, and there is a link to the competition. And as I said, during the day, it's going to be pretty much lasting all day. So anybody that comes up can find out more there.
And the qualifying performances, again, started at about 10, 10:15?
10:15 is when the prelims start.
And the final competition?
It starts at 7 in the evening.
Looking forward to the Marjorie Strickland Emerging Artist Competition this Saturday at the Beatenhorn Recital Hall on the campus of the University of Louisiana at Monroe. Mel Bobley is co-coordinator of the event. Mel, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
You can hear this and other Lanyap podcasts by visiting the Listening Room online at kedm.org.